Hello everyone, it's Tom here again with another audio walk from Open Country. The walk that you're joining me on today is one that's very dear to my heart. It's one that I do all year round, but I suppose it's extra special at this time of year, the autumn, just because of all the magnificent colours that are out and about at this time of the year. It's also a bit of a trip down memory lane because it's a walk that I used to do quite frequently with my grandma when she was still around. And it always brings back happy memories as I wander around this route. So you are very welcome to join me today and just enjoy everything that autumn has to offer around my local patch. I've started my walk by walking over Rawdon's Red Beck. Now, I think I've mentioned this in a previous audio walk, but they call it the Red Beck because it's rich in iron. And after heavy rainfall, you can often see that the water has a reddish-orangey tinge because of that richness of iron flowing through the water. On a day like today, when all the autumn colours are bursting forth, it's quite fitting because the water in the beck actually matches the leaves on the ground and the leaves in the trees above me and just adds to the atmosphere of this wonderful place. As I walk through the trees, I can just see squirrels frolicking on the grass looking for acorns. There's quite an abundance of oak trees in this particular part of the walk, and it's proving fruitful pickings for the squirrels. You may be able to hear the drone of the A65 in the background, which is the main road that links the city of Leeds with Ilkley and then the Yorkshire Dales beyond. It's quite contrasting to the peace of the place where I am at the moment. I don't want this to sound morbid in any way, but I'm currently walking through Rawdon Crematorium, which I've never really seen it as a sad place. In all the colours throughout the year, from the autumn colours that we've got now to the wonderful cherry blossom that comes out in the spring and then the verdant greenness of a summer, it's always got so much to offer. And as I said right at the very beginning of this walk, it's a walk that I used to do with my grandma all the time, and it's actually the place where her ashes are scattered. We had a funeral here. And every time I walk through it, it just makes me remember her and again think of those happy memories that we had whilst walking through here. So again, I don't really want it to sound morbid, more joyous really. All those happy memories just come flooding back. Anyway, we're going to make our way away from all this traffic on the main road now. Head deeper into the woods and see what else we can find in this autumnal wonderland. The breeze is just picking up now, and there's a few spots of rain in the air as well, but it's certainly not dampening my spirits on this lovely autumnal day. I've now walked outside the grounds of the crematorium and I've made my way onto a little road known as Knot Lane. It just drops down out of the main area of Rawdon and towards the Leeds-Liverpool Canal and the River Aire. It starts off tarmacked and then it just gradually becomes more and more decayed as we go down and turns eventually into a bridle path and a footpath. This is where I always remember, in autumns gone by, walking here with my grandma and just kicking the leaves underneath my feet. So I've decided that I'm going to recreate that memory and share the sound of those wonderful crisp leaves underfoot with you. We've now reached the bottom of Knot Lane and we're about to turn right onto a footpath that's going to take us down towards the bank of the River Aire. But before we do, I just want to relish this view that's in front of us for a little while, because we've reached quite a vantage point here over the Aire Valley. And at this point in the Aire Valley, it's where three different woods meet. And from this point, we can see this just a swathe of beautiful autumn colour, almost like a sea rolling in. On the left, we've got Carvely Wood. A bit further on, I can see the tip of Thackley Wood. And then on the right, we've got Springwood, which merges into Woodlands, where I recorded my first audio walk all the way back in spring. The autumn really is a time of change, and it's a time of year where I always tend to look back on the year that's been gone. And I know this year has been really strange and maybe even disappointing at times, because we haven't been able to get out and do the things that we would usually do. But as I look over this view over my local patch, it just brings back happy memories of this year, just rekindling a love of my area that I suppose since I learned to drive and been able to get further afield and travel here, there and everywhere, I'd almost forgotten about. So I hope you can look back on this year as well with a bit of fondness and not just doom and gloom, because although it has been disappointing at times, I'm sure you can find just a spark of light that has shone out of this year. Anyway, as the rain starts to fall again and try and dampen the mood, I think we've had enough philosophy for now. We'll move on along this path and down to the River Aire, where we can go on Kingfisher Watch. We're now down at the River Aire footpath. And we're at a section of the river where it's running quite quickly. I don't expect to see a kingfisher here. We'll probably move upstream a bit where it's a bit calmer. And I have often seen them this year just darting from one branch to another, fishing on this part of the river. So with a bit of luck, we might see one. I set myself this crazy challenge at the beginning of the year of trying to see a kingfisher for every month of the year. And when lockdown hit, I thought, oh no, I've got no chance now. I'm not visiting all these reserves that I would do with open country if I'm in lockdown all the time. But this stretch of the river has been perfect as I've been coming on my lockdown walks. And as we hit the mid to end of October, I'm actually up to 7. So I've got a bit of catching up to do. But you never know, with a bit of luck, I might just do it. Slightly upstream now, where the river is flowing a lot slower. On my left hand side, there's this beautiful sycamore tree that's hanging over the water's edge, almost like arms coming out to try and touch the water. For the time of year, it's actually still quite green. There are a few yellowy brown leaves on its extremities, but the majority of the tree is still very green indeed. In contrast to that, on my right-hand side, there's a very autumnal-looking sweet chestnut tree. underfoot, there's a few of the very prickly sweet chestnut casings that have fallen from the tree during autumn so far. You may be able to hear the leaves just crinkle in the background as the breeze blows through. I haven't seen any kingfishers of yet, but these things take patience, so maybe if I shut up and keep quiet for a little while, enjoy the scenery and just wait a little while to see if one zips through my viewpoint. Unfortunately, it's not looking like I'm going to add to my kingfisher tally today. I did hang around for a little while, but unfortunately there was no sign of anything, so I decided to move on because I was getting a bit chilly, just stood in one place for a while. Having said that, the sun is trying to come out. As I look above me, there are two red kites circling around a patch of blue in the sky, which is trying to be taken over by this mottled grey. Obviously the few showers that we've experienced so far has been coming from, but it's one of those brisk autumn days where there's quite a brisk breeze that keeps blowing these things through, and then every so often you get a glimpse of the sunshine and a bit of blue sky. Anyway, if you've listened to these audio walks before, you'll know it's not just about what I can see and describe to you, or indeed what you can hear. It's also about the smells, and I think if you've heard a few of these audio walks now, you've probably got the idea that I like the smell of weird things. And a case in point, I'm now walking past a fence on my right-hand side that I remember them building as a child, and it's quite a long fence. It goes on for about half a mile, and it's got this really deep brown wood colour that's been stained over the years by various coatings of wood stain. And even now, as I'm walking past, I can smell it, and it's just taking my mind back again, once again, to those childhood memories of walking past here every other week or so and watching the farmer painstakingly put in every single fence post and then rolling out the wire and barbed wire that goes alongside the wooden stakes. I always find it amazing how smells can just suddenly transport you to a time gone by. It's not just the weird smell of the fence either that I've been smelling along this walk as well. As I've been walking along the riverside path and also the path that I've joined since, there's been quite a bit of ivy at the side of the road, which has this almost sweet, deep, woody smell. It's really hard to explain, but it's very distinctive in the way that it just stands out above absolutely everything else that's growing around it. And I always find that it's most pungent at this time of year. As a train goes by in the background, I'm going to move on and take you into the heart of Woodlands, which I know I've touched on a little bit in a previous audio walk, but we're going to take a different route up through the woods and head back towards the top of Knot Lane and Rawdon Crematorium, where we started this audio walk. We've now reached Woodlands Drive, which is seen to be one of the most affluent roads in the area. There's some huge houses along here. There also used to be a nursing home that has since been converted into flats and apartments. And it is very nice down here, I must say. It's gated off from the rest of the world and nicely secluded in the middle of this beautiful area of woodland. Woodlands Drive itself, again, has very happy memories for me, especially during the autumn. It's flanked on either side by this wonderful avenue of horse chestnut trees. And as a child, when you used to walk along here, I remember I spent hours and hours collecting conkers. The trees today are, again, a fantastic russet brown colour. And we've hit it at the perfect time because the sun's just come out again and just illuminated this amazing corridor of colour. We're coming towards the end of this walk now, unfortunately, because it's been absolutely spectacular. We've only covered about 3 miles, but in that time it feels like we've done so much more because of all the amazing encounters that we've had along the way. My last encounter is with a field of cows to my left. There's 3 little calves that are frolicking about in the grass and looking at me as if to say, "What on earth are you doing?" As I turn round and look back down into the Aire Valley behind me, I'm just taking one last look at that sea of autumn colours stretching out across woodlands and then across to Carveley Wood at the other side of the valley. And ahead of me is the looming industrial structure of Airedale, which is a air conditioning manufacturer. For the football fans out there, I'll let you know that the company actually had the contract to supply Arsenal's Emirates Stadium in North London with all of their air conditioning needs when the stadium was built. It's always been a sign of me nearing home when I see the building as I drive past on my way back from wherever I've been. I remember a few years ago, probably about 5 years ago now, there was a huge fire that engulfed the whole site. And we actually had to evacuate our house because of the toxic nature of the smoke that was billowing in our direction. Thankfully, the company survived and rebuilt the building, and it's now quite a futuristic grey box. Anyway, from beautiful autumn colours to futuristic grey boxes and rather noisy cows that you may be able to hear in the background there, I hope you've enjoyed this audio walk with me today, exploring my local patch during this magnificently colourful season of autumn, and also just taking a trip down memory lane. It's been a pleasure to share it with you, and also with you. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, goodbye. Stay safe and stay well.